Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with the Community Comment. The budgetary process is flawed beyond repair. The state and federal monies that come to individual counties come with a multitude of strings attached. These strings are what is bloating our deficits and causing the taxpayer to simply shake their head. It is absolutely ridiculous that Humboldt County spends millions of dollars advertising for new food stamp recipients. It is even more absurd that bonuses are given to those employees who sign up the most new recipients. Logic screams that we should award the employee who gets the most people off of food stamps. The system is all screwed up, and unfortunately, there isn't any way to fix it as long as we continue to elect politicians like Wes Chesbro and Jerry Brown. In the next 2 months, you're going to hear from a multitude of public officials, both elected and hired, who will inform you that we need to raise the sales tax in order to provide basic services like police and fire protection. The 0.5% sales tax increase will be Measure Z on your ballot in November. I am adamantly opposed to Measure Z, and every taxpayer in Humboldt County should be as well. Law enforcement is where you're going to hear about the biggest cuts. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Department is understaffed, and the crime rates are escalating. Governor Jerry Brown signed into law AB 109. This legislation has released tens of thousands of criminals back onto our streets. The state prisons have basically sent many criminals back to their county of origin to finish serving their sentences. The governor sent these criminals back with only half of the tax dollars needed to keep these predators of society behind bars. In order to make room for this influx of prisoners, every small-time nonviolent criminal gets released. This is where a major breakdown has occurred. These nonviolent criminals are usually drug dealers and drug addicts. Most of these criminals have pled guilty to a lesser crime in the name of efficiency in the courts. They got a break at sentencing, and then they are being given an even bigger break by being released from jail. What does a thief and drug addict return to? Yes, they are stealing us blind. When we call the police, they are too busy to worry about petty theft. Well, there's nothing petty about it when you are the victim. I was speaking with the local leader of the Peace Officers Research Association of California about what Governor Brown has done to the law enforcement community by letting these criminals out of jail early, and he was very frustrated. He said Humboldt County needs more officers to combat this increase in crime. He said that we are on the verge of an explosion of even more criminal activity. This is a very sad situation for the residents of Humboldt County. Governor Brown is responsible for these criminals being on the streets. The ironic part about this is that the Peace Officers Research Association of California endorsed Jerry Brown for governor. Why would they endorse the very politician who has created this explosion of crime? We're going to hear from the very officers who endorsed Jerry Brown that they need this tax increase. Jerry Brown is keeping our tax dollars in Sacramento, and for some reason, many police officers endorsed him. The only power we have is in the ballot box, and we need to vote no to every tax increase, and maybe the public unions will stop endorsing the politicians who are devastating our budgets and creating a society with fewer police officers. Oh, that's right. Jerry Brown supports unions. That explains everything. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.